This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So finally, somebody's listening, and the CDC is slowly softening some of their opioid restrictions because they finally got the memo. And we, as medical providers, have been saying this from day one. Many of the opioid deaths are not because there's a Dr. John Smith giving somebody a prescription for a week or a month. These opioid deaths are rising. And our overdose deaths, our fentanyl crisis, our heroin crisis has been continuing to spike while prescriptions are plummeting. At some point, somebody needs to realize that this isn't all the average internist, family doc, dentist fault, okay? And because of the restrictions and all the lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies and all the state boards, new state board guidance and restrictions, the average person who is in pain is not getting pain relief. And if they can't get pain relief from a legal route, then they're going to try to get pain relief however they can. My neighbor has a few extra pills you could buy from them. There's somebody who will sell the oxycodones if you can't get a prescription. Now, I told you, I've seen workers' comp cases where people fracture arms or legs, and they're given Tylenol or ibuprofen. They're not given a narcotic. Well, I mean, I have never had a broken limb, but I would like to know that if I do need some pain medication, I can at least access it. So the CDC softening their rules is a huge, huge step. Don't get too excited, though, because if the medical boards are still scaring the hell out of doctors into what happens if they don't follow certain guidelines or don't follow certain protocols, many doctors are not going to jump on the bandwagon and start writing again. You know, and that once you had a lot of doctors leave, and I can't tell you how many doctors say, I haven't written a pain pill since 2016. It's going to be really, really hard to see them come back, but this is the start of hopefully an embracing of pain management being an art, and it shouldn't be up to politics and accusations that are not 100% factual. I mean, we're seeing where the drugs are coming from. The opioid overdose deaths have skyrocketed so much that we're over, I think, 107,000 now is the number. Whereas when these restrictions started, we were at 60,000 opioid deaths back in 2016. So the CDC instituted guidance in 2016. They wanted to reduce dosages of levels no more to 90 milligrams of morphine a day, wanted to limit acute pain prescriptions to only 3 days worth of medications. And I mean, it was a cluster and a half. We're at 107,622 deaths that was clocked in 2021. And my guess is the number is even higher. And what I said early on is we have millions of Americans in pain. The numbers they say are 50 million, but I think there are more in chronic pain because we have an aging population. People have worn out their knees and their hips and their back. Now, I don't take pain medication for my arthritis issues. I mean, I, thank God, can still find relief with Tylenol and with Motrin. But if that stops working and I'm 80 or 90, I would like to know that I could get something for pain. But if medical providers are like, I could get in trouble, I could get fined, I just don't write them, I mean, we have a medical profession now. We have made a medical profession now where doctors get to pick and choose what they prescribe. Now, I want them to have choice, especially ethical choice. But then where do you go to get your pain medications? If the only place you could go is your medical provider, and these medical providers aren't writing them because they're scared they'll lose their license, where do people go? Well, people are going to off-label or illegal drugs to get or sources. So what has changed? So the CDC, it's a whole new, the website has been updated, but basically they are no longer suggesting to limit opioid treatment for acute pain to 3 days. Now, they weren't 100% off on that. You know, when you do get into a car accident or when you do have a surgery, you know, I have rarely needed anything for pain, you know, past a day or two after. So, but surgical pain obviously is longer for some. I just had fantastic surgeons where I didn't need my pain medication or my threshold was off. But, you know, if you do have acute pain, they said, you know, 3 days should be enough. Well, when you give somebody, you know, 6 pills or 12 pills and then they go on Yelp and they rip you a new one and they go, this isn't going to be enough. They panic. People panic and they go to other sources. The CDC no longer suggests this specific recommendation that doctors avoid increasing dosage to a level equivalent to 90 milligrams of morphine per day. So they're starting to relax in terms of max levels. They say for patients on higher doses, doctors should not abruptly halt treatment unless there are indications of a life-threatening danger. Thank you. We were saying this since day one. Patients should be tapered off the drugs. Now, I thought that the CDC never encouraged abrupt dropping. But what I do believe happened is I don't think the CDC ever said cut the medication off immediately. But what has happened is if doctors think you're doctor shopping or if they think you're getting your narcotics from another source, if they have that knowledge, they can be in trouble if they continue to prescribe. So they will cut you off. Doctors will cut you off. The CDC is saying don't. So if the CDC says, okay, we get it, all right, you know, there might be issues where you find out that they are violating your contract and they are putting your license at risk, don't cut them off. What we now need are the medical boards on board. The CDC is helpful, but now we need the medical boards to turn around and say, look, guys, okay, you don't have to cut these people off if you found out that they borrowed their, you know, they took their neighbor's prescription, because that could be dangerous. So it's interesting, but you know, it's a move, but we're not there yet with starting to treat people's pain a little bit more adequately. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So whenever something doesn't sound right, it isn't. And one thing I've learned in my life is when one and one don't make two, or the dots just don't connect, it's because something's missing. We're missing something. Maybe it's the scientific background that I have. Maybe it's just because I've had enough life experience. Maybe it's because I'm in journalism and I'm in the media that I understand you don't always get the whole story. So as we're going into the midterms, this Paul Pelosi attack, Nancy Pelosi's husband, is pretty frightening. It's frightening on one end if the reports that this was a politically charged attack, that it was somebody who was looking for Nancy, asking for Nancy, wanted to hurt Nancy, and hurt her husband instead. That's very frightening to think that we continue to be plagued with political violence from all sides based on somebody's political leanings or who they're married to. On the other end, if the story is being covered up, that there's more to the story, and the media is turning this into, you know, anybody who is, you know, non-Democrat can be a threat to democracy, and look at how they're trying to hurt individuals and all that. I mean, that's, if this gets turned into something when it's not, that's also very frightening. And so, you know, you would think, give them privacy. He was attacked. Let the, you know, let the police do their job investigating it. You know, and you know, we stay out. But we're not able to stay out because this keeps being brought up, and it keeps being used, weaponized from one side or another in terms of why, you know, that political party needs to prevail in the next few days. So we're stuck talking about something that should be pretty private and embarrassing. The only thing is things just aren't really making 100% sense. There's some issues where, you know, originally we were told that it was a break-in, and, you know, looking for Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi wasn't there, so the husband got beat up. And you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is horrible. And he could have died, and he could have whatever. But then, you know, we're told, okay, then I guess there's no security. So many of us are having the conversation that I guess it looks like if you are, you know, in the home of a legislative branch congressperson and you are not in Washington at the time, you have no protection. And the U.S. government and or the, you know, Capitol Police said, well, no, that's not true. There is surveillance. Well, then, okay, then why wasn't this surveyed? Well, somebody wasn't looking at the time. Is that true? And then if a glass was broken, what about the alarm? I'm sure they're rich enough to have a pretty significant alarm system. Also, don't they have additional security? So now we start to wonder, wait a second, what's going on? Now, Paul Pelosi sustained, from what we understand, skull fractures, had to undergo surgery. He is back inside his home. But sources claim that Pelosi answered the door to police. They did respond to his 911 call, but he did not say he was in distress, did not appear to try to leave the home. He took some steps back into the house, and then police saw the attack, David DePape, who we're being told is a migrant who's not here legally. His visa expired. I mean, it's all kind of, this is a movie. I'm sure someone's going to make a movie about this. And so now it's confusing as to, was he being attacked, was able to get loose, call 911, still interact with the attacker until police came, you know, and the attacker was still there. But more and more reports are saying the attack didn't happen until the police came and the police saw and witnessed the attack happened. And they said Paul Pelosi was pretty calm before he got attacked. He was able to walk over to the door, let people in, and then after the police got in, he got beat and hit over the head with a hammer. It's a little confusing. Now, when they were being told that he didn't tell officers he needed help, he wasn't trying to flee, he calmly greeted them, told them to come in. So we're not sure what happened. We don't know how injured he was. Did he already have head trauma? So he was going through the motions? Was he delirious at the time? We don't know. And then police yelled, drop the hammer, and the intruder hit him with a hammer. So questions and rumors came out, and I don't really like to spread any rumors, but these were headlines, where there was rumors that have been debunked. Snopes already claimed that this is false, that Paul Pelosi brought the attacker home from a gay bar. Now, they're saying that was a false rumor, and Then Elon Musk had said there is more to this story, and Elon Musk had, in a tweet, which he has deleted, from what I understand, suggested that there was, more to the story, and that I don't necessarily have the tweet because it's been deleted, but let me see if I have that. I apologize. I don't think I do. So he said just there's might be a more, it's not shocking. I'm sorry about that. I don't have the tweet. But anyway, he suggested that this was somebody that Paul Pelosi knew. Now, the reason why this is such a big deal is if the media, like the media always does, they jump on a story and then they weaponize it and they use it to say, you see, this is why, you know, we are going to, I think Biden also, you know, these are people that are anti-Democrat and they're going to take down our country. And I mean, if this is something where this was somebody that Paul knew, the cameras were shut off or there were areas of the house, because I'm assuming that there are parts of the house that are not going to be under surveillance, so the congresswoman has some privacy. So, why weren't Capitol Police notified? Why weren't if it is under surveillance, this is the Speaker of the House. What's going on here? So, DePape was apparently carrying zip ties with him, broke into the home. We were told that he tied him up and said, I'm waiting for Nancy. So my first thought was, how did Paul Pelosi get untied to be able to call the 911? But it doesn't sound like he was tied up at the time. So just very confusing. And I don't know if he knows the person. I don't know if this is just some person that, that just tried to, attack him, and Paul held him off until finally, police saw them struggle. And it's a little confusing. One of the officers asked the man what was going on. The poppy said everything's good and pulled his hands towards his body. When an officer turned on his flashlight, the puppy could be seen holding the bottom handle of a hammer with one hand and Pelosi's right arm with the other. Pelosi's right hand was also on the handle of the hammer. When an officer ordered for the men to drop the hammer, the puppy raised the hammer and said, nope. And then he tried to pull it away from Pelosi. Pelosi exclaimed, hey, hey, they got out of control, and then it struck his head. And mind you, this is assault with a deadly weapon. A hammer can be a deadly weapon, and Pelosi almost died from this. So DePape has been formally charged with attempted murder in court. He pleaded not guilty to charges against him, including assault, attempted murder, and attempted kidnapping. And now there's a lot of question as to, well, where's the video footage? Where's what happened? So it's a big investigation. Capitol Police can be in trouble because there's been rumors that they weren't paying attention at 2 a.m. I mean, is that what happened? Or was The Speaker of the House has 24-hour security detail, but the homes do have some sort of protection. So now we wonder, well, what kind of protection? And the other thing, too, is if the Speakers of the House or the other legislators do have home protection, why isn't there also protection of the Supreme Court justices? That had to be legislated last year or earlier this year. Why, what sort of protection do they have? It's frightening all around. Nobody should be attacked in their home. Nobody should be attacked, from somebody that is using them as a target because, the speaker isn't there. But we also don't want any misinformation where Capitol Police were sleeping on the job. Were they? Or was it that this all happened in areas that wasn't on surveillance? Is it that, how did he get into the house? Why did he get into the house? If he did break in, why wasn't there an alarm? Why wasn't the Capitol Police dinged when the alarm got triggered? Usually you would think that the security would be matched up. So, we'll find out more, but it is odd. And I agree with those of you going, what the hell's going on? 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The unemployment rate is on the rise despite a better-than-expected October jobs report. The Labor Department says 261,000 jobs were added last month. However, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. This election cycle could be the most expensive ever. Analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog group Open Secrets estimates that 2022 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That includes spending in both federal and state races. As far as what's driving people to the polls, Roy Nielsen tells CBS News it's all about the economy for him.
The last 2 years have been a disaster in so many ways, and we know that. I mean, disaster from the economy, from my 401k.
Don't forget, daylight saving time comes to an end this weekend. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're getting more and more flu cases. Some of you guys are like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to get flu. But listen, we're in November. Okay, this is when the poop starts to ramp up. Pre-COVID. Okay, pre-COVID, this is when I would give you guys the talk, saying, all right, you know, get your flu shot, you know, make sure you're up to date on your medications. If your asthma's not in control, get your asthma control. If your diabetes isn't in control, get your diabetes in control. If you haven't gotten your flu shot yet or your pneumonia shot, get those done. And so, you know, this was usually the time of year when we had to kind of, you know, ramp it up and tell you guys, look, you know, this is, we're starting flu season. November 1st, they say, is officially the start of flu season, but I've seen cases in October. In fact, we did. Flu started earlier this year. I watch very closely what happens in Australia because our flu season seems to mimic what happens in the southern hemisphere. Keep in mind, Australia is much less populous, much less metropolis cities, but they did have a pretty robust flu season. Their flu shot, which is our flu shot, seemed to be a good match. So I am optimistic about our flu shot protecting us. I'm just not optimistic about people getting the flu shot because people are sick and tired of vaccines. So 17 states, according to CNN, including Washington, D.C., and New York City, are reporting high or very high respiratory illness amid activity that a flu season is hitting harder and usual and earlier than usual. I need to tell you guys, though, that even though flu is increasing, the majority of the cases we're seeing are still COVID. So if you have a low-grade fever and you have a cough and you have body aches, don't call in and ask for Tamiflu yet. Maybe get a swab, because if you have COVID, there's a different antiviral. You can't use Tamiflu for COVID. You could use Tamiflu or Xofluza for flu, but, you know, it's going to be hard for us to tell over the phone. So number of flu illnesses, hospitalization, and deaths have doubled in the past week. The CDC now estimates there have been at least 1.6 million illnesses, 13,000 hospitalizations, and 730 deaths from influenza. Two children have also so far died. 1 in 11 tests for flu were positive last week. If 1 in 11 tests for flu were positive last week, 10 of those 11 tests aren't flu. So keep in mind, it still could be COVID. I'm not trying to say, you know, talk COVID, COVID, COVID. I know people are sick of that. But it's crucial that if you do have COVID and you would benefit from an antiviral, you don't waste 5 days on a wrong antiviral for flu if you don't have flu. So my problem with what's going on is people are calling in. The Tamiflu is way easier to take than one pill twice a day for 5 days than the Paxlovid medication, which is multiple pills for 5 days. So many individuals are like, you know what? It's not COVID. I don't have COVID. It doesn't feel like when I had COVID before. It's the flu. And I'm kind of nervous about that because I really do believe that we are misdiagnosing. And I know this because people will call in saying, I have COVID now. And I go, what do you mean now? Well, I was negative 3 days ago, but now I tested positive. So I need to get the medication within the first 5 days. So, swine flu hit us over a decade ago. Flu hospitalization rates have never been this high this point in the season. This is early. So our data as of October 29th, this is, remember, our flu season usually kind of starts November 1st and goes through May. So things are shifting a little bit. So I'm looking right now. The CDC on their flu view also shows, it shows that we are at or above our normal threshold, that the numbers are rising. It says that the number of COVID deaths this week was 988, influenza deaths was 29, pneumonia deaths was 1400. So when I tell you guys to consider getting your pneumonia shot, remember the number one cause of death for flu is pneumonia. You could get a secondary pneumonia. You could get a viral pneumonia. And with COVID, too, the highest cause of death with COVID is the pneumonia attached. It could be bacterial. It could be the COVID pneumonia. So, you know, any sort of shortness of breath, any sort of respiratory distress, any issues you have with your breathing, you have got to get yourself checked out. Respiratory syncytial virus is also hitting. Even though adults could get it, it's much bigger in kids. And so we're seeing those numbers and those hospitalizations higher than usual. I had a parent call me last night saying their child has low oxygen level. The parent had a pulse ox, and the child would be at 90. Now, we don't want you under 97. By 94, we're like, you need to see a doctor immediately. Between 94 and 92, we consider admitting you to the hospital. This kid is at home in the 90s, and when she fell asleep, she would drop to the mid-80s. I'm like, you take that child into the hospital now. I love the fact, if you guys have any pulse oximeters, I love that. Please get them. I think having pulse oximeters in the house are fantastic, but keep in mind, some of them could be off. So whenever you do have a blood pressure cuff, whenever you have a blood sugar monitor, whenever you have a pulse oximeter, bring it with you when you see your medical provider, because you could test them when they're there. So when the nurse checks your blood pressure, say, can I also now check it with my cuff? And if you see that your cuff is 10 points off, you know you need a new cuff. Same thing with the pulse ox. If your pulse oximeter is off by 5 points, and their pulse ox, you know, obviously differs from yours, and, you know, medical grade equipment is supposed to be higher tech than what you get over the counter, you might need to consider getting a new pulse ox. If your numbers are right on the money, you know your equipment is pretty good for the time being. So this RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a very common respiratory infection that a lot of kids haven't been exposed to because of the masks, because of lockdowns. And so many of these kids weren't necessarily exposed and gained immunity, so now here they are, and some of them are getting hit really hard. About 4 out of every 1,000 babies under 6 months have been hospitalized with RSV this season. 4 out of every 1,000, not good. And we're only 1 month into the season. More than 2 in every 1,000 babies between 6 months and 1 year have been hospitalized already. So now this is now the above 6 months to 1 year. And then 1 in every 1,000 children between age 1 and 2. These numbers are higher than normal for this time of year. 1 in 5 PCR tests for RSV were positive for the week ending October 29th, nearly doubling over the course of the month, which means, again, 4 out of 5 of these might not be RSV. It could be COVID, flu, something else. So the weekly case counts are less complete for the weeks because, you know, when they say, you know, as of October 29, we still may have a lag in reporting. When you need doctor's offices to report and they are still slow on that, there could be, you know, we want them to report immediately, but the numbers could be off. So pediatric hospitals are more full than average this time of year. They say, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, more than 3/4 of pediatric hospital beds and pediatric ICU beds are currently in use nationwide, 2/3 full. Okay, well, we don't want to be 2/3 full. We want to have a nice open hospital floor, you know, as things start to turn ugly. As of Friday, as of today, 17 states have less than 1 in 5 beds available. 5 of them are 90% full. Rhode Island, Arizona, Maine, Minnesota, Delaware, and D.C. close to 90% full with their hospitals. Now, remember, the reason why, part of the reason why we had a lot of these lockdowns was, yeah, I think the government was power happy. But the other reason why is the hospitals were overwhelmed. When hospitals get overwhelmed, public officials will make drastic changes or rules. So you need to be aware of that. So I don't want you in the hospital because you might not have a hospital bed with your name on it. So now is the time to reach out to your doctor and say, look, can you make sure I'm, you know, as up to date on everything? And, you know, try not to get sick, guys. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's that time of year where we change our clocks again. This clock changing thing is so stupid. There is no reason why in 2022 we should be changing our clocks. And you want to know what? The Senate agreed. The Senate, democratically majority, but unanimously, all Republicans and Democrats, voted in the Senate to end the biannual time changes. So then why are we still doing it? Because it stalled in the House. 2 minutes into the House getting it, it got thrown on the desk. It even says it's on the desk. And here we are, still changing our time clock. So what happened, which was fascinating, is Senator Marco Rubio introduced the Sunshine Protection Act in spring of 2021. And it took a little while. Multiple states have already passed legislation. There might even be some states that have it again on the ballot to be either full daylight savings time or daylight standard time. So this is something that has been, you know, something that has been very, very popular throughout the United States. Not everybody agrees with being full-time standard or being full-time savings. But, you know, it's at least, I think the majority of Americans want no time change. And I'll tell you guys, I do prefer standard. Like what we're about to go into now, I like more. A lot of doctors like it more. I think the National Sleep Foundation likes it more. But I'll take whatever. I'll take whatever. And the way this would work, if the House acts on what the Senate unanimously passed, is next fall, we don't change the clock. We change the clock according to the Senate, according to the bill that has already been approved unanimously by the Senate. We change our clocks in the spring. Then when we come into the fall, we just don't do the fall back. We leave it. So then the nation would be on daylight savings time. Now, I live in Nevada. Nevada wanted daylight savings time, not standard, to mirror California had also, I guess, voted for daylight savings. So, and I know a lot of people want the other, but all I care about is, you know, just we stop the time changes, because the time changes are linked to health issues. So this Sunshine Protection Act will allow states with areas exempt from daylight savings time to choose standard if they want. So there is still that flexibility, but it stops the biannual time changes. Now, some people actually like it. It's not a majority of Americans, but they do. But we have a petition out that's already over 200,000 signatures and rising of people saying, look, just pick one and stick with it. And that's what the petition is for. It's not for savings or standard. It's just, guys, just pick one and stick with it. All right? We are done with the time changes. It's archaic. So when you look at the process of what happened with the bill, when the Senate passed it unanimously on March 19th of 2022, it immediately was sent to the House. That day at 10:21 a.m., the House received it. At 10:01 a.m. At 10:01 a.m., the House received it. At 10:03 a.m., held at the desk. That's it. Now, some legislators cite more pressing issues. It is bipartisanly popular, so this should be a quick, easy pass. But apparently, some representatives say no. Now, apparently, Representative Frank Pallone, a Democrat from New Jersey, he's chairman of the House committee, said we haven't been able to find consensus in the House on this yet. So I don't know why. I don't know what's going on here. 8 in 10 Americans prefer to keep a consistent time year-round. That's according to one of the latest polls. So what the hell? So back in 1970s, they did try it. Apparently, they attempted it on January 7th, 1974, but it lost popularity because there were dark, cold morning hours. There was an increase in accidents. So it reversed 2 years later. Congress passed a new bill, and President Ford restored the twice-yearly time changes. And, you know, according to Politico, the legislation's implementation would be delayed until November 2023 to accommodate industries in the transportation sector, like airlines and trains that already have schedules set. The House could also theoretically amend the bill to change its implementation date, which would then require further Senate action. So even though this was a slam dunk in the Senate, it passed and it went through, the House is hemming and hawing. And they don't necessarily have to. You know, just like with Roe v. Wade, the states can control then if they want to do savings or standard. Now, I understand that that could be a mess where you have one state on standard, one state on savings. I get that. And it is going to take a little bit of work. It isn't like, okay, the House just goes, okay, we're done. Now you guys all figure it out. It is going to take a little bit of work because right now we have Pacific time, Mountain Time, Central Time, Eastern Time. That's already confusing enough for people. So to have people on different time zone, time, just like Arizona, I never know what time it is in Arizona. I should. I grew up there. But I always forget if they're on savings or standard. And so I'll drive to Arizona, and I'll be like, oh, the clock didn't change. or I'll drive and I'm like, okay, wait a second, I'm now ahead an hour. So it is confusing when you have a state or two that's off. Same thing with Hawaii, I think doesn't honor it. So now we might have more states on that. So I guess, I get it can be confusing. But the problem is when you do have these time changes, the spring forward has been linked to increased heart disease, depression, I think even miscarriages, lack of fertility, workplace accidents. Whereas the fall back, there is allegedly less car accidents, less heart attacks, less workplace injuries, less suicide, less depression. But the issue of I was on call twice during the spring or the fall back. Then with the fall back, that meant that my 36-hour shift turned into a 37-hour shift. So rather than, you know, it being from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. and then now me going from 2 to 3, I had to redo that 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. hour. You all got extra sleep. I had to work an extra hour, which really, really sucked. So it's something where I think there could be health risks to everybody. This all started when Benjamin Franklin wrote an essay for Parisians. Benjamin Franklin loved the French, and he wanted to save them money, and he thought that if we diminish the cost of light by changing the time we woke up, we would use fewer candles. If we use fewer candles, we'd use nature's early light more, so why not change with the seasons? He wrote this in 1784, but it wasn't until 1916 when Germany started using daylight savings time during World War I. Then President Woodrow Wilson signed it into law in 1918 to conserve coal during the Great War. It was eventually repealed. Then some states said, you know what, I like it, I'm going to keep it. In 1942, FDR wanted to, again, the conservation of the war efforts, make daylight savings time year-round, calling it wartime. But after the war, there was no federal law to maintain the time change. States did what they wanted. So the Uniform Time Law came in 1966 to unite the states. But with it, Lyndon B. Johnson decreed daylight savings time to begin the last Sunday of April and end the last Sunday of October. By 2007, the Energy Policy Act changed it to the second Sunday of March and the first Sunday of November. So this isn't something that has been around since the 1700s. This is something that has still morphed and evolved. But everybody keeps asking, especially physicians, why? Why do we keep doing this? This is ridiculous. So I am for picking one time. I don't care if it's standard or savings. I prefer standard, but I'll take what I can get. We pick one time. The House should move on it. We're paying them. They never do. They, you know, the Senate did their job. The House should figure out what they're doing. I don't know if it's because it was Marco Rubio that launched it or feel it is going to be a mess. I don't know. But it's been sitting on the desk. We don't even see that it's up for discussion. It's been sitting on the desk 2 minutes since they got the bill. Come on. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.